आकाशवाणी प्रेजेंट्स मॉर्निंग न्यूज। गुड मॉर्निंग, आई एम सुनील वर्मा, द हेडलाइंस। Government announces 7 all-party delegations to visit different countries to put across India's resolve to tackle terrorism. Union Home Minister Amit Shah hails Operation Sindoor as turning point in India's security doctrine. India announces new restrictions on import of certain goods from Bangladesh through land transit posts. Entry to all ASI monuments and museums across the country to be free today on the occasion of International Museum Day. Israel and Hamas resume negotiations to end their ongoing war in Gaza. And in cricket, defending champions Kolkata Knight Riders eliminated from IPL 2025 after their match against Royal Challengers Bengaluru abandoned due to heavy rain. Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju has announced that 7 all-party delegations comprising 59 members of parliament will visit a total of 32 countries and the EU headquarters in Brussels, Belgium, to convey India's resolve to tackle terrorism against the backdrop of Operation Sindoor. In a social media post, Mr. Rijiju shared the list of MPs and delegations representing this united front. The first group, led by BJP MP Bejayant Panda, will visit Saudi Arabia, Bahrain, Kuwait and Algeria. This delegation will also include BJP MP Nishikant Dubey and AIMIM MP Asaduddin Owaisi. The second group, led by BJP MP Ravi Shankar Prasad, will visit the UK, France, Germany and the EU, Italy and Denmark. The third group, led by JDU MP Sanjay Kumar Jha, will visit Indonesia, Malaysia, South Korea, Japan and Singapore. This delegation will include Yusuf Pathan of Trinamool Congress and John Prithas of CPIM. The fourth group, led by Shiv Sena MP Shrikant Eknath Shinde, will visit the UAE, Liberia, Congo and Sierra Leone. The delegation will include BJP's Bansuri Swaraj and BJD's Sashmit Patra. The fifth delegation, led by Congress MP Shashi Tharoor, will visit the US, Panama, Guyana, Brazil and Colombia. The sixth delegation, led by DMK MP Kanimuri Karunanidhi, will visit Spain, Greece, Slovenia, Latvia and Russia. The seventh group, led by NCP SCP MP Supriya Sule, will visit Egypt, Qatar, Ethiopia and South Africa. This delegation will also include BJP's Rajiv Pratap Rudi and Anurag Singh Thakur, as well as Congress MP Manish Tiwari. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has hailed Operation Sindoor as the turning point in India's security doctrine. Addressing a public meeting at Gandhinagar in Gujarat, he said that Operation Sindoor marked a historic shift in India's national security response. Mr. Shah emphasized that under Prime Minister Narendra Modi's decisive leadership, Indian armed forces struck deep into Pakistani territory, dismantling terrorist infrastructure. The Home Minister said, for the first time since independence, our forces crossed 100 kilometers into Pakistan and obliterated terror camps.
आजादी के बाद भारत की सेना ने 100 किलोमीटर अंदर जाकर आतंकवादियों के कैंप्स को ध्वस्त करने का काम किया और जो डराते थे कि हमारे पास एटम बम है उनको लगता था उनकी धमकियों से डर जाएंगे परंतु ऐसा नहीं हुआ हमारे तीनों सेनाओं ने ईंट का जवाब पत्थर से देने का काम किया.
Mr. Shah will inaugurate and lay the foundation stone for various people-centric projects of Ahmedabad Municipal Corporation worth over 1,500 crore rupees today. The Home Minister, who is on a two-day visit to Gujarat, will also address a conference organized by the Gujarat State Cooperative Union at Science City in Ahmedabad in the morning. We have a report.
The conference titled Role of Cooperatives in Develop India is being organized as part of the celebrations of International Year of Cooperatives. It aims to provide an understanding of various steps taken by the Ministry of Cooperatives as well as to accelerate the cooperatives' activities in the state. Nearly 4,500 cooperative representatives from various cooperative institutions at village, taluka, district and state levels will take part in the conference. Later in the day, Mr. Shah will visit Guzaria village in Mehsana district to inaugurate the newly constructed nursing college and address a gathering at the same venue. In the afternoon, Mr. Shah will inaugurate the frozen potato processing plant in Sadra village of Mehsana. In the evening, he will inaugurate and lay the foundation stone for various infrastructure projects of Ahmedabad Municipal Corporation, including flyovers and housing. He will also distribute the kits to the beneficiaries of various KVIC schemes and address a public gathering in the program. Aparna Khun, Akashwani News, Ahmedabad.
Former Vice President M. Venkaiah Naidu has stressed unity among the people of the country, irrespective of caste, religion, language and other considerations. Speaking at the Tiranga Yatra held on Tank Bund of the Hussain Sagar Lake in Hyderabad last evening, he appreciated Prime Minister Narendra Modi's leadership for Operation Sindoor's success. Directorate General of Foreign Trade DGFTA has announced new port restrictions on the import of certain goods from Bangladesh to India. In a notification, Union Ministry of Commerce and Industry clarified that these restrictions will not apply to goods from Bangladesh that are transiting through India and destined for Nepal and Bhutan. The directive issued through notification has come into immediate effect. Here is the report.
The import of all types of ready-made garments from Bangladesh will be prohibited through land ports. However, these goods will still be allowed through the sea ports of Nhava Sheva in Kolkata. Additionally, the import of fruit, fruit-flavored and carbonated drinks, processed food items, cotton and cotton yarn waste, plastic and PVC finished goods excluding pigments, dyes, plasticizers and granules used as inputs for domestic industries and wooden furniture will be restricted. These goods will not be allowed through any land customs station, LC. Or integrated checkpost in Assam, Meghalaya, Tripura, Mizoram, as well as the LCS at Changrabanda and Fulbari in West Bengal. However, the new port restrictions do not apply to import of fish, LPG, edible oil and crushed stone from Bangladesh. With Suparna's report, Manik Sharma, Akashwani News, Delhi.
18 trucks carrying dry fruits and herbs from Afghanistan have crossed over to India through the Attari Wagha Integrated Checkpost, ICP, in the last 2 days. Official sources said 12 trucks entered on Saturday and 6 on Friday. Some more, reportedly carrying perishable items from Afghanistan, are still stranded on the Pakistan side of the checkpost since April the 23rd. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our X handle at EIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on EIR app. Indian Space Research Organization, ISRO, launched Earth Observation Satellite EOS 09 aboard the Polar Satellite Launch Vehicle PSLV C61 from Sriharikota in Andhra Pradesh today. However, the EOS 09 mission could not be accomplished as it encountered some technical problems during the third stage. Soon after the launch, ISRO Chief Dr. V. Narayanan said the performance was normal till the second stage, but due to an observation in third stage, the mission could not be accomplished.
Up to the second stage, the performance was quite normal. Third stage motor started perfectly, but during the functioning of the third stage, we are seeing an observation and the mission could not be accomplished. After analysis, we shall come back.
The Archaeological Survey of India, ASI, has announced that entry to all ASI monuments and museums across the country will be free today in celebration of International Museum Day. The Union Ministry of Culture has confirmed that the ASI is opening its 52 site museums and all ticketed monuments to the public at no charge, aiming to encourage broader public participation. As we celebrate the success of Operation Sindoor, the nation salutes the valor of the Indian soldiers. As a tribute to the armed forces, Akashwani News is presenting a special series. Today, we remember the valor of Paramveer Chakra awardee, Grenadier Yogendra Singh Yadav, who displayed exemplary bravery during the Kargil War.
A resident of Bulandshahr district of Uttar Pradesh, Grenadier Yogendra Singh Yadav, is the youngest person who has been awarded the highest wartime gallantry medal Parambir Chakra for his role during the Kargil war against Pakistan. Yogendra Singh Yadav was part of the leading team of Ghatak platoon tasked to capture Tiger Hill on the night of 3rd and 4th July 1999. The approach to the top was steep, snowbound and rocky. Unmindful of the risk involved, he volunteered to be in the lead. Halfway up, an enemy bunker spotted him and opened up machine gun and rocket fire, killing the commander and two of his colleagues, and the platoon was stalled. Realizing the gravity of the situation, Grenadier Yogendra Singh Yadav crawled up to the enemy positions to silence it and in the process sustained multiple injuries. Unmindful of his injuries and in the hail of enemy bullets, he continued climbing towards the enemy positions. Lobbing grenades and continuously firing from his weapon, he killed four enemy soldiers in a close combat. Despite multiple injuries, Grenadier Yogendra Singh Yadav refused to be evacuated and continued the charge. Inspired by his gallant act, the platoon charged onto the other positions with renewed punch and captured Tiger Hill Top. Grenadier Yogendra Singh Yadav displayed the most conspicuous courage, indomitable gallantry, grit and determination under extreme adverse circumstances. The nation salutes him. On the occasion of 75th Independence Day in 2021, Yogendra Singh Yadav was conferred the rank of Honorary Captain by the President of India. Anupam Mish, Akashwani News, Delhi.
In a setback for Aam Aadmi Party, 15 councillors in Municipal Corporation of Delhi have resigned for the party's membership and announced the formation of a new party named Indraprastha Vikas Party. The councillors led by Himani Jain and Mukesh Goyal flagged internal conflicts behind their resignation. An under-construction building in the Bahargunj area of the national capital, Delhi, collapsed yesterday evening, resulting in the deaths of three people. Assistant Divisional Officer of the Fire Department, Manish Kumar, confirmed the fatalities.
एक इंजर्ड है और तीन जो है डेड उसमें से हो गए हैं. लाइफ डिटेक्टर से पूरा चेक किया है. कोई सिग्नल हमें नहीं रिसीव हुआ. और बाद में एनडीआरएफ के स्निफर डॉग्स थे, उन्होंने भी जो है चेक किया है. तो कोई ऐसा इंडिकेशन नहीं मिल रहा है कि कोई नीचे दबा हो.
Israel and Hamas have resumed negotiations to end the ongoing war in Gaza following a new military offensive launched by Israel. Talks began yesterday in Doha, brokered by Qatari and US mediators. According to an official, Hamas has agreed to release 9 hostages in exchange for a 60-day truce and the release of Palestinian prisoners by Israel. Israel has yet to respond to the proposal, but prior to the talks, it stated that it would not withdraw troops from Gaza or commit to ending the war. In IPL cricket, defending champions Kolkata Knight Riders KKR were eliminated from IPL 2025 as the match against hosts Royal Challengers Bengaluru RCB was abandoned without a toss due to heavy rain at the M. Chinnaswamy Stadium last evening. The washout saw RCB move to the top of the points table with 17 points from 12 matches. In today's fixtures, Rajasthan Royals will take on Punjab Kings at 3:30 p.m. in Jaipur, while Delhi Capitals will face Gujarat Titans at 7:30 p.m. in Delhi. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Tanvi Khurana.
Thank you, Sunil. India readies major diplomatic offensive against Pakistan. Tharoor set to lead US team, reads the top headline in the Asian Age. For the first time, Pakistan Prime Minister confirmed India's strike on the Noor Khan Air Base in Rawalpindi and other sites during Operation Sindoor, reports the Pioneer. A steep drop in government school enrollment in 23 states and union territories has prompted the Ministry of Education to ask for probes and remedial action plans from the states concerned, writes the Indian Express. YouTuber among six arrested in widening espionage probe in Haryana, headlines the Statesman. And finally, courting orders carried out in 24 states, the Times of India writes that at 1.5 lakh, pedestrians made up to 20% of road deaths in India from 2019 to 2023. Yet, in many states, only 20% roads have footpaths. And with that, it's back to you, Sunil.
Thank you, Tanvi. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Government announces 7 all-party delegations to visit different countries to put across India's resolve to tackle terrorism. Union Home Minister Amit Shah hails Operation Sindoor as turning point in India's security doctrine. India announces new restrictions on import of certain goods from Bangladesh through land transit posts. Entry to all ASI monuments and museums across the country to be free today on the occasion of International Museum Day. Israel and Hamas resume negotiations to end their ongoing war in Gaza. And in cricket, defending champions Kolkata Knight Riders eliminated from IPL 2025 after their match against Royal Challengers Bengaluru abandoned due to heavy rain. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.